I'm joined this morning by a number of musicians who are here to talk about Christmas in Kalamazoo. The concert is tomorrow night at Centerpoint Church on 10th Street in Kalamazoo. It begins at 7:30 p.m. And as always, it's a free concert with a free will offering included. I'm welcoming back Michael Palmer. Nice to have you here again.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yes, who was just here to talk about the Messiah Sing a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I already heard from Kiwan Lambert that it was a terrific, terrific turnout and great experience.
It was a great event this year. It was wonderful to see everybody come out. And we had the largest tenor section we've had in recent memory.
Well, good.
The plea worked.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Now, for the first time, I get to talk to Carol Dill, who is a member of the Kalamazoo Ringers, and I'm glad you could join us here today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I look forward to hearing about your experiences with the Kalamazoo Ringers through good times and bad, and what you'll be contributing this year to Christmas in Kalamazoo.
Well, we're excited, so happy to be here and happy to talk with you.
And finally, a musician I've worked with before in the dark pits of Kalamazoo at the Civic. Wonderful, wonderful pianist, organist, accompanist, and overall fellow. Nice to have you back, Corey Heitzig.
Thank you for having me, Kara. It's always a pleasure.
So I'll turn it right back to Michael, who is often the spearheader of these efforts. Christmas in Kalamazoo is now, I think you can call it a tradition.
It is a tradition. This is our 9th annual Christmas in Kalamazoo, and this year it takes on a little different feel. We're calling it, subtitling it, an English Christmas, and all of the titles this year are of English origin, whether by composer or by the person who wrote the text to various pieces. We're very much looking forward to this concert this year. It's been in the works for a couple of years, just this idea of an English Christmas. And we're very excited to partner once again with Kalamazoo Brass and Kalamazoo Ringers and Kalamazoo Male Chorus.
The partnership is part of what's special about Christmas in Kalamazoo because it brings together three longstanding musical organizations and the sounds that we like to expect during the holidays. Voices, bells ringing, and brass players, you know, proclaiming joyful music.
Indeed.
Right. And everybody comes together with their own contributions. Who's the one who said, well, let's do the British Isles here?
Actually, it was a collaborative idea, and Jan Van Vaely, the director of the Kalamazoo Ringers, really threw that out on the table a couple of years ago. There's lots of wonderful arrangements for choral, brass, and handbells from the English tradition, and we thought, well, this is a great idea, and we were able to kind of capitalize on that.
Who here has been over and experience some of the choral or bell tradition in England?
I have, here or there.
You have, Corey?
I haven't had the pleasure at Christmas time, but I have toured over in Europe many years ago, but I did get to see a lot of the big great cathedrals, and as an organist, I was spoiled in seeing and hearing those instruments. So,
how about you, Carol?
Yeah, the Ringers toured in England for 2 weeks in, believe it or not, 1991, way back there. We had homestays. We toured the state. We played concerts with their bell choirs, and it was just really a fun time. We just had the best time. Such super people over there. And like Corey, we visited a lot of cathedrals, and it was in June, and they told us it would be nice and warm. Well, it wasn't. We froze to death. But other than that, we had a great time.
Unpredictable weather.
Very.
Like Michigan.
Very. Yeah. We did a lot of touring also while we were there, so it was a great time.
When did you join the Kalamazoo Ringers?
I am an original. I joined in 1981 when it started, but I started bells with Jan Van Vaely at the First Congregational Church in 1978, I believe. So I've been ringing a long time.
Mm-hmm. I understand Jan Van Vaely is currently going through some health things, and we wish her comfort and
absolutely,
peace.
Absolutely.
We're thinking of her.
Yes.
Yeah. So the concert again is tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. And Carol, let me get back to being part of a bell ringing group. What was your musical experience before that?
Well, I've always been in music from day one. I was always in church choirs. I was always in school choirs. Jan and I grew up together in Ohio and met here after we had gone through college and married and lived elsewhere, and both happened to be at the First Congregational Church in 1977 out of the blue. And I looked at her and said to my husband, she's either somebody I know or she looks like somebody I know. Lo and behold, that's who it was. So she robed me up that first Sunday, handed me a sheet of music and said, go stand here. And away we went. And I've been with her and with choirs singing as well as ringing ever since then.
And she was the person to make it happen.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Yeah. And she had never heard of bells when she got there, and me either. But she said, you want to ring bells? You know, so we carried on from there, from 1978 and through now. So that's
a
long time.
You've seen people come and go. What is the general size of the Kalamazoo ringers?
We have, I think it's 16 ringers right now. Typically, we started with 10, mm-hmm. but as we added bells and added equipment, we needed more people. So we've kind of grown since then. So,
has the Ringers become a model of its type regionally or even in a larger sense?
We're classed as a bronze choir, which is the top level choir. Choirs are usually classed as tins, which are beginners, coppers, which are intermediate, and then the bronze choirs. And I would say I'm really not familiar with too much of the area, but I think we're probably one of the top choirs in the area.
Wow.
Regionally, yes.
Now, when you join a bell choir, do they put you on one bell and you never get to play any other kind of things?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I think I have 9.
Of your...
Yes,
you're assigned.
Usually it's two bells with the accidentals, maybe up 2 octaves from there and maybe a few over here. But yeah.
So you have to do more than just one part of the scale.
Yes, yes, I think so, yes.
How long does it take to set up your bell station?
Takes the ringers themselves probably about 15 or 20 minutes. We all don't have specific jobs, but we all know what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. So everybody just pitches in and goes, and we'll be doing that this afternoon, setting up and getting ready for tonight's rehearsal.
Is there any other kind of group or musical band, orchestra that parcels out pitches like this? Is there anything equivalent out there?
I don't think so. I don't think.
Maybe Gamelan or something.
Yeah.
Like that. So it's really unique in that way.
It really is.
Have to rely on each other.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, you do what? They're not familiar. If they haven't been to a concert or are not aware of, they don't know.
Does this tradition actually come from England? Or is it more spread out than that?
I think it started with way, way back when with the Tower Bells. Is where it got started. Change ringing is mm-hmm. where it got started. So, and it grew from there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, back to Michael. Maybe we could focus again on the program, which is tomorrow night.
Sure, sure. The one of the pieces that we're going to perform tomorrow night, it actually will close our concert, but it's an arrangement of O Come All Ye Faithful, attributed to John Wade. This is an arrangement by Kathy Mokobust, and she's a well-known composer in the handbell world with about 250 compositions to her name, and a percussionist by trade. She lives out in South Dakota, and just a terrific, terrific arrangement. And this is a 2T arrangement for brass and bells and choir and audience and anybody else who wants to join in.
Just a taste of tomorrow's
Just
concert.
A taste.
Thank you.
joyous music. That's one of the selections you'll hear tomorrow night at Christmas in Kalamazoo, which is held at Centerpoint Church, Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. If you tuned in during the music, my guests are Michael Palmer, the director of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, Carol Dill here from the Kalamazoo Ringers, and Corey Heitzig, who will be one of the featured keyboardists and is a First Congregational Church organist you've probably heard if you've attended services there. Mm-hmm. So, Michael, let's hear about the Kalamazoo Male Chorus and how it's setting itself up this season for a memorable time.
Indeed. This is the Male Chorus's 90th concert season this year, and it's an expanded season for us. We've already had our first concert of the fall season, and that was back on November 19th. And with Corey's help at the piano, he's our accompanist and comrade in arms, if you will. It's been a great ride with Corey and the chorus over my 15 years here as their music director and conductor.
Right. I wouldn't expect you to have spent all 90 years.
No, there is a rumor about some of our singers, but we'll talk about that later. And with this year's Christmas in Kalamazoo, we're very excited to be collaborating not only with the Kalamazoo Ringers, but also with Kalamazoo Brass. And we're bringing in a reed player named Michael Perkins from St. Joe, Michigan. And Corey's actually worked with Mike before, mm-hmm. and has known about Mike and recommended Mike to the partnership here. And he joined us last week in rehearsal, and it raised the level of the male chorus's performance considerably. Mm-hmm. He's coming in with his oboe and his English horn and his soprano saxophone and I believe his alto saxophone. So we will keep him very busy tomorrow night.
Well, and I think the brass players will give him a pass as well.
They will. They will indeed.
The saxophones, at least, are made from brass.
That's right. That's right. And we're very excited. He's collaborating with the male chorus. He's playing oboe on one piece, and we'll get to that piece in a little while, and then English horn on another piece. And then he and one of our other guest artists, Paul Flieger, will perform together. He and Paul are great friends and longtime friends from St. Joe, and they will be performing a trio of pieces that were arranged for Michael and Paul, and Michael has reimagined them for alto saxophone, and that's going to be a real focal point in tomorrow night's concert.
I wonder if we should paint something of a mental picture of tomorrow evening's concert. I've attended Christmas in Kalamazoo, been part of the program, in fact, in years past. The space itself is quite immense. Mm-hmm. There's room for hundreds and hundreds of people, but you have to imagine pretty much all the seats filled at Centerpoint Church. It has, you know, a peaked roof, a big, big open space, and the concert itself moves. It just continuously plays along, and you trade off from quieter, smaller ensembles to full ensembles. So it's almost like a through composed show of some kind. How many of these have you played in, Corey?
I think this is four. This is my fourth one. I was there the last time we performed at First Presbyterian downtown, and then been there for all 3 years that we've been at Centerpoint. Mm-hmm. And Centerpoint has been wonderful because it helps us with some obstacles that we had at just because of the space, the way it's handled. So if you're incorporating organ or piano or using a combined ensemble of a choir, this choir or that choir, it puts us all up in the center together versus somebody running around or a whole choir having to transition out or move. It just keeps it, as you said, it flows so much better mm-hmm. at a space like that. It's enormous.
It is. And the space itself seats a little over 1,000. And so it's a big space to fill, and yet with the size of each of our groups and the sonority of all three working together, it fills the room very, very well. We're delighted to be at Centerpoint. They've been such gracious hosts, and this year they have entered into the Christmas season with their own church decor. And then we have a colleague who's come in, and he's going to supplement that decor. His name is Angelo Bonita, and he's been a delight to work with. And so we get to kind of just mold and meld into what Centerpoint has already designed, and it'll be a feast for the eyes as well as the ears.
It's a little extra zhuzh.
Indeed, indeed.
Now, you have never charged admission for the Christmas in Kalamazoo program?
We have not. We have wonderful underwriters, and it's a free concert. We do take a goodwill offering to help defray some of the expenses. And again, this year, I think this is the fourth year, we're also taking a second offering in support of Kalamazoo Loaves and Fishes. And that will supplement what they do during the season. And instead of bringing canned goods or boxed goods for Loaves and Fishes, we give them money because they can do more with a dollar than I can possibly do with a dollar. And so we're hoping to support them as we have in the past.
Now, why Tuesday, Michael?
Well, you know, that came about in an interesting fashion. As everybody knows, during the December holiday season, it is a complete mashup in terms of concerts. And there are concerts pretty much every night of the week. Mm-hmm. And we began this Christmas in Kalamazoo on a Saturday evening at Second Reformed Church.
Second Reformed Church.
And we went up against some big show at Miller Auditorium, and we were still able to fill Second Reformed. And then we looked around us, we tried it again another year, and it just became more and more difficult. And we looked at each other around the table one year and said, well, what does Tuesday look like? And we figured out that there are not many concerts that take place on a Tuesday.
You're right about that.
We moved to a Tuesday night, and we had a snowstorm. I believe this was our first year at First Presbyterian. We had a snowstorm blow in during the day, and at 5 o'clock we were about ready to call the concert and said, now let's just go ahead. Well, we had 750 people show up for that concert at First Presbyterian. So Tuesday night it was.
And that's our normal rehearsal night, so that worked well. For the ringers.
So we were used to ringing
on Tuesday night. So.
Good point.
My guests are Michael Palmer, Carol Dill, and Corey Heitzig, and we're previewing tomorrow night's Tuesday night concert called Christmas in Kalamazoo, now in its ninth year. It's at Centerpoint Church, which is just a little ways off of West Main.
Mm-hmm.
You drive toward South Haven. A little bit.
Just a little bit past US 131 and take a right and head north about 2 miles. It's a big church on the left. You can't miss it.
That's right.
Even in the dark.
Well, why don't we listen to another piece of music?
Let's do. We're going to feature handbells on this one. And it's a piece called Coventry Carol that the Kalamazoo Ringers will be playing tomorrow evening. This one is it's a recording by the Westminster Concert Bell Choir. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
And it's arranged by Robert Fry. He's a composer and organist from Eastern Pennsylvania, as I recall. And just a terrific little arrangement.
That's a setting for Bell Choir of the Coventry Carol, and it's one of the more contemplative pieces. Scheduled for tomorrow night's concert, Christmas in Kalamazoo, starts at 7:30 p.m. at Center Point Church. In the studio here, live at WMUK, I have a member of the Kalamazoo Ringers, Carol Dill, who goes back to the very beginning of this group, which was founded by Jan Van Vaely. And this year, Jan has stepped aside for some health issues, and we are all wishing her very well right now. But Carol, there's a guest conductor that you've arranged to have come and conduct, and maybe you could introduce her a little bit.
Yes, her name is Martha Alford, and she has relocated from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to Holland, Michigan. And we had the Ringers had a retreat the 1st of October, and she called Jan wanting to know if she could just come and listen to our bell choir. She was a bronze bell choir director of the Philadelphia Bronze in Pennsylvania. So she just wanted to come and listen. Jan said, absolutely, come right ahead. So then when Jan became ill, Martha stepped right in, and she has been with us now since probably about the middle of October, 1st of November. And she stepped right in and right up to the plate, and she left the bronze choir in Philadelphia. So she just happened to drop right in at the right time, and she's a delightful person.
It can be really good for a group to have some fresh ears and different approaches.
Absolutely.
Come in. So
absolutely.
And everyone has their strengths.
Right. Yeah. Right. And some of them different, some of them the same, but you grow through all of that. So it's been a wonderful experience, and we love her. She's done a great job. And Jan did a great job on being aware of her.
Yeah.
And yes, and just kind of expanding that knowledge that they have, and they collaborated, and she dropped in, and here we are. So you will meet her tomorrow night.
Well, one person missing from today's interview is Kip Hickman, who is usually here to represent the Kalamazoo Brass. He's a busy guy, still with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. And I guess, Michael, I'll have to have you say something. What would Kip say if he were here?
Well, Kip always takes us back to the beginnings of this collaboration, and we came together at a small coffee shop that no longer exists out in Oshtemo, and about 11 years ago, and just asked the question, what if? What would it look like if we all worked together on this show? And Christmas in Kalamazoo was born out of that. And we've all three been working together ever since. And the collaboration with the Kalamazoo Brass has been nothing short of remarkable for, I think, each group, as groups, but as also as individuals. And I think he would say the same thing. It's been terrific for everybody. And Kip has been our arranger in residence for many of the pieces that we have collaborated on through the years. He's taken a step away just because his schedule is as busy and crazy as everybody else's schedule, and yet at the same time they're right there with us on this collaboration all the way. Terrific group. They were formed in 2005, so we're all beyond our teenage years now, or into our teenage years and beyond.
It's not going to catch up to 90 years of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus.
No, indeed.
You know, Michael, that is one of my favorite stories about how the group got started, that this was a group of, you know, male working men who formed the chorus. This was a social activity for men 90 years ago.
Primarily from the Upjohn Company,
actually,
and not unusual for the time. Many male choruses, especially in Michigan, existed because of the manufacturing facilities around. They wanted to create a community of that got together regularly and formulated friendships out of that community chorus, glee club feel. And if you came out of college at that time. There was generally a glee club or male glee club as part of the college scene. So many of the guys were singers in college
as
well.
Had experience.
And GM, Ford, a few of the other manufacturers connected to the auto industry all had male choruses at the time or glee clubs at the time.
And this one still exists.
Then this one still exists. It does indeed. It does indeed.
You draw from a well of singers in our region that can include very experienced older singers and newer singers as well in college. So it's quite a wide range of ages in the group.
Indeed, indeed. I think our youngest is in his early 20s. And our oldest, I'm not going there. But interestingly enough, we had a considerable turnover this year. Mm-hmm. We have 10 new singers with us this year. And they have added a great dimension. And the age range within that 10 is from young 20s to older, more experienced, if you will. And they've added a dimension to this group that's I think unparalleled from previous years. We are also fortunate enough to be able to offer scholarships to college students, and we have a couple of college students with us this year who are on scholarship, and one of those will be featured a little later on in February at our next concert. Mm-hmm. But we're enjoying that work as well.
I should mention that. Details on the Christmas in Kalamazoo for tomorrow night and future Kalamazoo Male Chorus concerts are all up online at the website kalamazoomalechorus.org.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And the Ringers also has a website.
Yes, kalamazooringers.org. And our concerts are on there also.
Okay. So if you have any questions, that's an easy way to find out more. But again, I should say the concert is tomorrow at 7:30 at Center Point Church, which is on 10th Street in Kalamazoo. And, well, let's keep going with some music and stories.
Well, getting back to brass, let's listen to this next piece. The Kalamazoo Brass are featured on a composition called Fancies, Toys, and Dreams by Giles Farnsby, an English composer from the Baroque Renaissance period. And this is late in the trilogy of pieces, last couple of minutes, and this will take place in the dream sequence of the trilogy.
Brass interlude of Giles Farnsby. Farnsby. Mm-hmm. From the late Renaissance music.
Farnaby.
It's all printed on the program.
Oops.
For those of you who like accuracy, you'll see it on the printed program tomorrow night. With Christmas in Kalamazoo. And it's hard to preview this concert because there are so many elements coming together. The primary ones are the Kalamazoo Ringers, the Kalamazoo Brass, and the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, as well as these wonderful additional musicians, keyboardists Corey Heitzig and Paul Flieger. And you have a sort of roving soloist.
We do. His name is Michael Perkins.
on many different kinds of
oboe, English horn, alto saxophone, and soprano saxophone.
So you'll be able to make all kinds of joyous sounds.
One of the great collaborations that has come about in the last few years is the collaboration between Corey and Paul. They've worked together both in Christmas in Kalamazoo and in St. Joe, where Paul was director of music at St. Joseph First Congregational Church. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Corey, I'll let you take that.
Yeah, Paul and I go back to college days and studying with Dr. Schrock here at Western. And we met through him, and when we both found out that we he was involved in the Ringers and I was the accompanist for the male chorus. And when we discovered that we both had talents there in it, we kind of made ourselves known to the directors. And the next thing you know, we've become a part of the program. And what is more Christmassy than pipe organ? So we're fortunate out at Centerpoint to have it's a big digital instrument there, but it adds such flexibility. You don't have to worry about intonation and things like that. And they have a beautiful piano. And so it lends itself to playing together. And for the last 3 years, we've done one or two duets each program. And we had the privilege of playing with a collaborator last year. We invited a wonderful lutist here that I'm looking at right now. And she did a wonderful job. So we're very lucky to have the community we do and to be able to collaborate with one another. He's since moved across the country. Paul is now in Oregon, and he is flying in today. So he relocated across the country, and for us, he's coming in as a special contributor to this concert. So we've got our work cut out for us at this rehearsal this evening, considering we've put everything together with him in absentia. But we've got our work cut out for us, and I'm excited, and Paul makes it easy. Yes. Yeah. And we've collaborated before. One of the pieces we're doing, the idea of an English Christmas came up. And personally, when you're involved, especially in the church and pipe organ, there's nothing that's more Christmassy than an English Christmas. You think of the Cambridge singers and the big old cathedrals and the candlelit services. And so naturally out of that, it was easy to find a bunch of different things that Paul and I could collaborate on. And what, in my opinion, makes what is more holiday feeling than being reminded of your childhood? And there's a piece that we're doing tomorrow called The Snowman. It's actually from a movie called The Snowman. The piece itself is called Walking in the Air. And if you think back to the early 80s, dating ourselves here, there was a famous 26-minute short film that has no words that involves a boy who's visited by a snowman, and then they go flying through the air, and it's this haunting, beautiful, mysterious melody that swirls up through a snowstorm, and then he's returned back safely in his bed in the morning. And so we're collaborating on that, and it is a true privilege to play with Paul.
Oh, I'm glad you guys get to spend a little more musical time together.
Yes, yes.
Even though he has to fly across the country.
Exactly. Worth every moment.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you know what I think would be especially festive is if you put a giant picture of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Make it very English.
Wow.
There may be time for that.
That's one piece of news that we can all be just... people in love.
We'll
let's celebrate.
We'll take that back to our videographer this afternoon and see what she can come up with. I'll bet we can come up with something. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Well, you'll just have to see for yourself tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at Centerpoint Church, Christmas in Kalamazoo. Spending time here with the director of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, Michael Palmer, Carol Dill, a founding member of Kalamazoo Ringers, and Corey Heitzig, the organist and keyboardist at First Congregational Church. We are getting toward the end of our hour. Should we grab another quick piece of music?
Let's do that. Let's feature Paul and Corey from last year's concert. This is titled, What Child Is This?
Thank you.
That's a highlight from last year's Christmas in Kalamazoo. And we heard Corey Heitzig and Paul Flieger. And I don't know who was playing which, the piano and who was playing the organ.
Paul played piano on that one and I was on the organ.
Okay. It's a beautiful setting of What Child Is This? And you've got a couple more pieces cooked up for this.
Yes, we've got a piece called Walking in the Air, and it's a piece from a movie called The Snowman. It was based on a book in the late 70s, and then we've got another medley of English tunes. When they said English Christmas, we just kind of took it and ran. So we've got, there's four primary ones in there, but there's a bunch of others laced in, so an astute ear will pick them out.
Well, this is the time of the hour when we try to catch everything we might have missed and bring out any highlights that haven't yet been included. So why don't I start with you, Michael?
Well, this is the ninth year that we've all been doing this together, and it's a simple and pure joy every time we come together to do this show. And it's at Centerpoint Church tomorrow evening, Tuesday, the 5th of December at 7:30. And we've got great visuals, we've got great music, and it's going to be a great audience, and we're looking forward to having everybody join with us again this year. It's a great way to start the season.
Let me hear from Carol Dill. Well, thanks for coming to this interview, by the way.
Well, thanks for having me. I've heard a lot of people say that Christmas in Kalamazoo starts their holiday Christmas season. And it's kind of that way with us, too. We look forward to it every year. It's exciting to be there, and it's exciting to see all of those people out there. And it's just a great moment.
And Corey, anything?
No, thank you so much for having us. And to echo the sentiments of my colleagues here, it is a pleasure to put on, it's a pleasure to be there, and it's a pleasure to start the season with.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you give us an introduction to the final piece?
Well, the final piece we're going to hear is entitled Noel, Noel, Noel. It's a composition by Paul Gibson. It's an English carol that's been given a new melody and a new treatment, and it features a cappella male chorus and English horn.
Well, thank you all for coming in to preview Christmas in Kalamazoo, and have a great program tomorrow night.
Thank you, Kara.
Noel, 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 Noel. Now hear the salutation of Angel Gabriel. Tis the day, the blessed day on which our Lord was born, and it's here.